Well, there are several companies out there that do them, but Racing Radios, Racing Electronics, and RaceCom or RaceTech are the top three that you'll see at the big national events at IndyCar, NASCAR, IMSA, and in some cases now NHRA drag racing. That market, they're using radios now, but it's just a matter of you know, it's just the technology. Like I say, when I started in '92, everything was all analog, and then, like I said, in the late '90s, early 2000s, Greg Moore was killed, Dale Earnhardt Sr. was killed, and a lot of that information leaked out to the fans that sit in the stands with these scanners, pocket scanners, and headsets, and even their headsets have become even more efficient, where you get a group of about 4 to 6. There's an intercom link that you can hook up, and you guys can all talk to each other during the race through an intercom and still monitor the scanner. So it's just crazy what they do now. And just last year, they came up with a new programming module. So when I go to a racetrack with my scanners that plug into the other side of my headset, sometimes frequencies change, or you have to change frequencies because you're in a certain area and it might interfere with municipality communications. So they came up with a programming thing where you can just plug it into your laptop and you can download everything ahead of time on your own personal computer, which I do now. Instead of going to the track and dropping my scanners off for an update before the weekend starts. So, yeah, things are constantly updating all the time with technology, for sure.